conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Okay, we are back with master astrologer Marvin Wilkerson, my guy. What's up, Marv?
We're into spring. We're into action. We're ready to go.
Into spring, into action. Is that what a part of this new moon is?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, it's the spring equinox. Okay. So we know that's everything's coming back alive. I mean, we've been dead for 12 months.
And now we're getting
an opportunity to come back alive at the spring equinox. So nature's coming alive. We're coming alive. And so it's a very important time in the year. The spring equinox, the summer solstice, the fall equinox, and the winter solstice, these are all quarterly demarcations. So, you know, we made the calendar from January to December, but nature follows its own calendar.
Yeah.
And this is the calendar of refreshing. We've been in a three-month slumber in the winter solstice, withdrawn inside, trying to protect ourselves from the environment. And now we're ready to explode out into the world and ready to take action and new activities and follow whatever path that turns us on and sparks our imagination.
Yeah, everything I've been reading about astrologically or just energy wise right now has really talked about the lessons that we've learned that we've been preparing for either, I guess you said the last 12 months, maybe even, but specifically in the last couple months, are really going to start coming into fruition and action right now. So can you just talk through what this new moon has to do with that?
If you remember the Pisces new moon, I talked about a lot of abstract thinking,
yeah,
dream time, imagination, going into your higher self. Well, so what that's doing is that's giving you marching orders from the divine, from God, from spirit. And Aries is where those marching orders now start taking effect and manifesting out in the physical world.
Okay.
So Aries, we're going to talk about the energy of Aries and the energy of Mars. And
okay,
so, you know, the signs are representative of how people operate with this energy. Mars is pure energy. Mars and all the planets just represent energy. And they can be used for good or bad or worse or greatness.
Sounds pretty intense. So Mars and Aries together. I don't think I fully understand what Mars has to do with like an Aries new moon.
Okay. So an Aries is a sign.
Yeah.
So you have all the signs of the Zodiac, right?
Right. Like I'm a Cancer.
Well, the signs of the Zodiac are kind of man-made.
Okay.
I mean, we all have an idea of how Aries act and respond in the world. So it's the characteristics we're looking at when we're looking at it, Aries.
Okay.
And the characteristics come from the energy that Aries uses, which is Mars.
Oh, okay.
So think of it as like a lamp. Let's think of it like a lamp.
Okay.
The sign is the sun is a light bulb.
Okay.
When you put a shade over the light, that distorts the clear light and colors it and shapes it and makes it different.
Right. So in that analogy, the Aries personality and energy and all of the characteristics that come with that is the light bulb. And then we're putting Mars on top of that?
No. The light bulb is the sun.
Okay.
This is the divine. It's the light. When you put a shade on it, you put colorful shades, you put different patterns of shades. That is an air. That is the sign.
Okay.
Now, how the sign develops its characteristics comes from the energy.
Okay.
And the energy is Mars.
That makes
And Mars is sense. The god of war.
Great. Just what we need.
But I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, so we've been through the winter solstice. And so what we're doing now is we've got our visions. We've got our marching orders from the divine, from spirit, from God. We're all ready to get out. The weather's warming up. We're ready to take flight and go do things.
Yeah.
And we're going to do things that spark our imagination, do things that we've been thinking about, we've wanted to do over the last month or so. We're ready to go start take action now. And you're going to take action on what you were impregnated with, your vision, your spiritual vision, over the last couple of months.
Okay. Well, so I was actually reading your notes about this new moon, and I saw the part about what vision we've been impregnated with. And I immediately thought that some people might be like, wait, but I don't exactly know. Like, do you think that everyone has this specific thing in mind right now? Or what?
Oh, everybody. Well, sometimes they're not conscious of it, Kelly.
Right.
Unless we're looking for that intuition, what we want to do when we can get out in the warm weather, what's tugging at our heart,
okay.
Where's our enthusiasm? What's our passion? That's all coming from God. That's not human generated. So whether you use your intuition, whether you have a dream, your dreams come from your stronger, your higher source. So all of that, you may not be aware of it, but it's been installed. It's been impregnated. Just right. Listen, just think of this one thing, Kelly. You cannot do, think, act, do anything unless it's given to you by spirit. Think about that for a second.
Well, isn't that where our egos get in the way? Because we think that we can.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's a lie.
Yeah.
You can't.
So if you've been having dreams or just even thoughts or kind of daydreams even about a certain situation in your life, maybe something that you would love to bring to your life, this is now the time to put those things into action.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, we've talked a couple of months now about the springtime kind of opening up for a new kind of work endeavor.
Yep.
Getting busy. A lot of changes that's going to start occurring with you. And this is where it all begins.
Yeah.
See, okay. You've been thinking about, I think I said something about a podcast back in November, didn't I?
Yeah.
And yeah. Here it is.
Here
we've done
is.
Manifested two of them.
Right. That's true. Okay. I didn't think about that.
So you see what's happening?
Yeah.
So we put the vision of what we wanted to do in place. Or I gave you the vision because I already had the vision.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, let me think about that and put some things together and want to do that. And look at all that you've thought about,
right.
Dreamed about, envisioned. And now all of a sudden we're here and you're ready to take action.
Yeah, right.
You're getting busier. Things are kind of falling into place. It's ramping up. So your dream is unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Your vision is unfolding. And that all comes from spirit.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to say, well, I just want to do it the way I want to do it. Well, it doesn't fall in place quite as easily when you got the ego and the personality involved. But when you follow spirit and you follow your hunches and your intuition and your dream that you've got, now it just kind of unfolds. And life is an unfolding process. Mm-hmm. It isn't to go out here at like the Aries Ram and start driving out into the world and pushing and trying to force things to happen, because that's when the ego personality become involved and you come up against a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
Other personalities, activities that don't just fall into place. Timing is off. That's going to be a big thing we might touch on a little bit here in this podcast. Timing is going to be off for several months. So if we're not following spirit, we're following ego. Well, then we think we're the doers and we're going to try to force things, make things happen on the time frame that we want them to happen. And that never works out.
Oh, yeah, I've experienced it not working out. And all of the ways that you said too, you like bump up against a personality or a relationship or a situation where if you're trying to push it in a certain way, that just, it really does backfire and it can feel like a failure, but it's all in line with what is supposed to be happening. As you always say, it's always mapped. It's already mapped out. So just keep showing up. The interesting thing about what you said about what you've been talking about with me, and this is why I think this kind of work is so important to do individually and dive in deeper within yourself and with a spiritual healer of your choice. But you've been telling me that for a while, and I've just sort of not exactly known a next right step. So I've just been continuing to show up and like wait. And these, it's so interesting. Like I haven't had to do anything. Stuff is just coming to me. And then I have to do the work after, but it's just opening up in ways that I don't think I would have thought of or created for myself or even put into my life without just pausing and saying, okay, universe, like, I don't know where to go here, but I'll keep showing up. And they're like, here you go. It's just like, yeah, it's so interesting.
See, now you're really beginning to describe the dual nature of Aries.
Okay. Tell us more about that.
You can either go try to force things to make them happen because your ego personality are invested, or you can wait to allow things to unfold, which is the spiritual side, and it unfolds in exactly the right time.
Yeah.
And so isn't it interesting that the angel we're going to talk about is the angel of Aries is power and authority.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't like that one that much.
Yeah, who has the power and who has the authority? You see, and that's what's got to be decided. And that's really what Aries is and Mars are about, is you can use it in the human condition or you can use it for a spiritual purpose.
All right. Well, let's dive into that a little bit. Let's talk a little more about Aries specifically. And can you break down what the energy and the personality and all of the things that we're going to be feeling from Aries are?
Well, you think of all of the point Aries, the ram. This is the point of all beginnings.
Okay.
And this is where on a spiritual side, we are building a personality to express our place in the world. And we do that with the energies that could be self-centered, self-directed. Before one can give oneself away, he must be something to give away.
Mm.
So this is why the personality has to be built. So what are we going to build it around? We're going to build it around aggression, assertion, that drive to force our will, to antagonistic, to make things like we want? Or are we going to build a personality that's unfolding, following spirit, following the hunches, becoming more self-aware as a soul and a spiritual being?
So are we given the choice between those two right now? Or is that kind of where people are going to feel?
Well, I would call free will. Okay. You have a free will that says, you can make you have a free will to have a positive attitude or a negative attitude.
Okay.
And you have a free will to love.
Yeah.
And that's all you have. So when you take a negative attitude, well, that's usually ego personality, don't you think?
Well, for me, it's usually fear when I'm in negative attitude.
Well, that's ego personality. That's conditioned life.
Okay.
Yeah. And so these are pioneers. Aries, it's known by the astrology community, is where angels fear to tread.
Wait,
Aries are courageous.
Say the angels part again. You cut out. So
where Aries rushes in where angels fear to tread.
Ooh. Okay.
Aries are very impatient.
Yeah.
Aries don't want to wait. And that's by design. You see, because when you see something that sparks the imagination, it's ruled by sight.
Yeah.
So when you see something that sparks the imagination or it pulls at your heart or your emotions, well, you take action. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Just take action. And that way you're following the instincts of the spiritual energy. Mm. So there's two sides to Aries and Mars. It's the animal physical energy, and it's a spiritual fifth dimension. Mm. So you have to choose how you're going to use that energy. Are you going to use it, from an ego personality standpoint? Or are you going to use it to become a better you? You know, Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came with a sword. And what he meant by that is he also said a man's enemies are members of his own house. Now, what is your house in life?
Your body. Kelly? Your
That's
body.
That's right. You, your internal psychological ego personality construction. That's your house.
Yeah.
And when you bring a sword to cut away the darkness, to expose the light, that speaks deeply of what Aries and Mars especially is about. Mm. You see, the old astrologers, before we discovered Pluto back in the 30s, used to use Mars as a psychological evaluator. Because what drives your impulses to action? What you feel internally. If you have a fear, then what drives the action to run is Mars. The sun don't run.
Yeah.
The sun isn't an action. That's a vitality. That's a power. That's a will. But the action side is Mars. And how you can tell how a person, where they're at, where they're coming from, by their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is how we evaluate and know people by the tree, the fruit that it bears.
Okay. So that is what we're identifying right now within ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
By our actions.
Yeah.
And so Mars is very outgoing, thrusting energy. It's very masculine. And so the battle in the world brings us closer to understanding ourselves. See, there's no real, what the world has to offer is for us an opportunity to discover our own internal enemies. Mm. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that was a lot. Well, I was going to say the shadow side is something that we've mentioned a couple of times, or like the deep-seated things that were coming up. I think this was with the Pisces moon. Correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but there was a lot that we were identifying within ourselves of maybe behaviors that are unconscious that we are things that we're still dealing with that we haven't fully brought out into our own awareness. And so I do feel like, especially from some of the conversations that I've had in my own life experience, those things were coming to the surface a lot. And maybe even in the last like year, you know, I think this was like a big collective thing that we've all been going through. And so do you feel like seeing those things now, like now within this Aries moon, is a new time to maybe look at some of those pieces of ourselves to heal and to move forward and to change and to take the next steps?
Well, think about all the personal evaluation you've had an opportunity to go through for the last year.
I love how positively you spin that. Think about the personal evaluation you've had the opportunity to go through. I mean, think about the shit hitting the fan.
Well, you've never had an opportunity in your whole life, including my whole life,
right,
that you've ever had a chance to self-examine by reducing the amount of activities you could push out into the world.
That is 100% true. I actually don't know that we'll ever get that chance again. I mean, definitely not in our lifetime.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But you see, this is exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about Mars and Aries.
Okay.
Is that opportunity to discover, how am I asserting my energy? How am I asserting and pushing out?
Yeah.
And so by that evaluation, you get to understand who you are. When you say it's my fears, well, how do you face a fear? How do you overcome a fear?
You walk through it to the other side.
It takes 20 seconds to be a hero.
What do you mean by that?
Face it. Do it.
Yeah.
Challenge it. And remember, this is Aries. You got courage, man. This is where angels fear to tread. I'm going in. I'm taking this down.
Yeah.
This is the god of war. You put a shield on, get a sword, and you go to where you want to go. And God forbid anybody should get in your way, mm-hmm. because Aries will cut you and stab you and walk right, tromp right over your dead body.
Oh,
now,
God.
That's Aries.
Well, like, we don't need any more of that energy in this culture right now. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, good God, let's let go of that war stuff.
That's a graphic metaphor for Aries, okay. and your opportunity to shed the light on you and yourself and your issues of life.
Okay. Okay. So this is, you're saying the war is not necessarily like, let's go start a war in America.
No,
and let's like
no,
take
no,
blood.
No.
It's almost like a war within yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And who's the opposite of Aries? Libra, the relationship house.
Oh, great.
Oh. And so why does that? That's why the Libras in relationships are exposing you to you, mm-hmm. and why that battle goes on between the two. So mm-hmm. you can either take responsibility for what's going on in the relationship, or you can battle.
Right. I like looking at it as an opportunity. I love that you used that word earlier, because I think that even identifying these things within ourselves, which I know I have bumped up against a lot lately, but it's not pleasant, right? But if you're ever going to grow and possibly become the version of yourself that you came here to be, you have to see it all. You can't just see the good stuff. You have to see it all. So I actually like that we're in the action phase of that. Like, I'm done identifying. Like, I'm good. I need a break. All right. What else do we need to know about this Aries new moon, Marv?
Well, so the Aries is, you see, it's an animal energy. It's a primal energy. And if it doesn't have a sense of direction, that's a problem.
Okay.
So Aries need to link a strong sense of purpose of what it wants to accomplish.
Okay.
And when it links that strong sense of purpose, there is no stronger, more powerful energy in the zodiac.
Hmm.
That's Aries.
Okay.
And so you understand, this is, Aries is, you got that feel of that power energy of Aries.
Yeah.
See, Aries Mars is also our sexuality.
Right.
That's the hidden drive to keep the species moving forward and alive. It's also the power to fight or flight. We need to run when we're faced with danger. So all this comes from Mars and Aries. And so let's talk a little bit about why the angels of power and authority is so important.
Okay.
Because you got to understand, you are nothing, you have nothing, and you can do nothing without spirit.
Right.
It's got to come through consciousness.
Okay.
So we have to use the realization we can only think, feel, and act through source. We have to understand the will of God is already done. And so when you see it in the mind, that's the divine self. When you intuit it, when you feel it. See, feelings, how many times have I talked about feelings and how wonderful your sensitivity and feelings are?
Yeah.
Because you can be in alignment with source every single moment of your life. Because you can feel so deeply. What a gift.
Yeah. I never think of it that way, but I like when you remind me of that because it can be overwhelming too, you know, because I do feel everything. But I have had an experience the past couple of days where it just feels like I'm in the flow. Like it's just working. It's easy. I'm clear. I know the next right step. So is that when you're in line with your higher purpose?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
When it unfolds.
Yeah. When it just unfolds.
Yeah. So, nice. I mean, God's will is done and the vision has been expressed.
Right.
And you're expressing through it. And so when you're looking at the power and authority, you are fulfilling God's mission for you.
Okay.
That's the spiritual function.
I just think it's function. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think it's so funny because I think it's interesting that we like constantly, or I guess I'll keep it on me. I constantly try to build something, do something, create something. And if it doesn't work, you know, it's like a super big hit, but like, it's also exhausting. And the reality of what's been happening lately, as I said to you earlier, is just like, I haven't really done anything. I don't feel like.
So that's a pretty big lesson, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But it's also a lesson in just the waiting piece of this, like the patience piece of life in general, because it's not when I wanted things to happen. I've been wanting things to happen for a while and they just didn't. But I didn't have clarity either. So it just is like it all clicks sometimes.
Right.
Anyway, I just think it's interesting.
Well, so you get the idea that our function is to be in accord with the divine.
Right.
Aries is very spontaneous because once you feel, when you know things are right, you don't think about it. You don't analyze it. You don't make it rational and make it reasonable. You just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the passion of Aries.
Okay.
And Aries does not operate in the third dimension.
What does that mean?
It operates in the fourth dimension of space and time.
What does that mean? I have no idea.
Well, third dimension reality is physical reality.
Okay.
And physical reality is where you are playing out your whole plan. So unless you surrender to spirit, you're using ego personality to bump up against life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so how do we respond to life is just realize that everything is unfolding in this moment absolutely perfectly.
Exactly. There's nothing, it should be.
There's nothing for you to do.
Okay.
So let's go quickly through the courage and perseverance.
Okay.
That's the angel of Mars. So we've got to, you know, when we have a belief, a belief is what creates our actions, activities, the things that happen in our life. So we need to come to a different belief to change things. Because if you believe something and you believe it over and over, well, the thing that it produces is over and over and over. So this is why some people never change. They keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. What do we call that?
Insanity.
So we got follow a vision, hold the image in mind. In other words, when you get an image of what you do want, then you hold it in your mind and you see the end result. That's alchemy. That's how we create. That is the power of the human being, is creating that vision and then turning it over and work towards it every day. And so our visions, what image we hold, the emotions, when we feel an emotional pull towards something, that is a very positive experience to take an action. We become what we contemplate. If you're thinking about it over and over, I would imagine that's something that's probably something for you to think about that's coming from the divine. So we always got to look to the highest vision to get to the top of the mountain. So what blocks this intuitive spiritual energy? That's really important. Anger. When we easily get angry, when we get hostile and resentful for the slightest of reasons. When we have an inability to create or adapt to new conditions because we judge it or form an opinion about something. When we use empathy in the wrong way.
How do you use empathy in the wrong way?
You take on other people's feelings and what they're going through, which could be disease, illness, or just whatever. You take it on, and then you double the burden. So I've always said the greater problem for us all when we're dealing with people is try to lift the burden from the shoulders that one's supposed to carry it. You see, if you are a creator, like we all are, then we created the disease. We created the illness. We created the conflict. We create everything. And so if we created it, well, then we can fix it. We can change our beliefs. We can change our realities by changing our principles. Then we move from the lower nature animal self to the soul self. You see, when you get a flash of an insight, have you ever, how many aha moments do you get?
A lot lately. Sometimes I go through phases where I don't, but I've been like having shit tons.
But when, when you get an aha moment, you follow it. Because it's right. That's where you're getting it from. So this new moon, you got to look to things beyond the appearance. You got to change one's viewpoints and your manners. That's what this new moon's going to stand for in Aries. The full moon is going to be about being aware of what's going on underneath, what's going on internally. The full moon is going to be, where do you take a stand when faced with life's challenges? And so you can expect with some of the energies in this new moon, you can expect timing and projects and delays, unexpected changes, frustrations, coping with the idea of ideas of others. That's going to be big. That's going to be going on for several months. But watch out for the power struggles this month in Aries. It's going to be a lot of power struggles, a lot of people wanting to pursue goals and accumulate power. Could be a lot of hurt from betrayal. Could be making up your mind about relationships. Should I stay? Should I leave? There's a lot of hidden anger in this new moon. A lot of inner rage in this new moon. So they all got to be come out, and they're going to come out in your actions and your communications. Another thing is, Aries has always been considered somebody that starts a lot of things as a pioneer, but they don't never finish nothing. Mm. Well, they're not supposed to. They are the starters of the zodiac. They get it started, then they turn it over. Somebody else is to take over and finish the project. So there could be a lot of irritation and deception during this new moon, these 30 days. So it would be good to watch your feelings, your emotional issues, your angers, your fears, and try to come to terms with them from a different perspective and a higher level of thinking.
Okay.
That makes sense?
That does make sense. Is there anything else we need to know before we dive into the breakdown of each individual sign?
Well, let's think about this. I'm going to break it down twice.
Okay.
You know, Aries, we know this as astrology as the Aries point.
Right.
The Aries point in any chart is the beginning where a person puts this kind of energy into the world. So for Aries, they put energy into defining their personal space and boundaries, their self-expression, how they want to be seen. Tauruses have to do things for an egoless service. They have to learn to use their talents, abilities for the needs to help others with the expectation of reward, their inspiration, challenges to their self-sabotaging patterns. In Gemini, friendships, communities, communications, filing, all that's important for a Gemini in this life. For Cancers, career, social status, the boss's authority. What role did the parents play? Why did they play the role for Cancers that they did? What are they teaching you about how to put yourself out in the world? That's especially a strong father signature. Mm. Leo has got to learn about beliefs and philosophy, travels. They've got to learn how to use that powerful will of a Leo as a divine will, not my will. Think about that. Isn't that what's said? It's thy will be done, not my will.
Right.
And Leo's got to learn how to use that intuition to a higher cause. For Virgos, they have to learn how to merge sexuality issues. They have to learn about their resources, how they can share themselves, how they are a part of a team. And for Libras, it's certainly about partnerships, contracts, open enemies. It's about commitments. It's about family matters and emotions. For Scorpio, work and service, habits, routines, staying in harmony and balance. You see, a busy person don't have time to be sick. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
Okay, that's because they're taking action. They're in a routine. They're being responsible. They're being disciplined with their work and their health. So health is always a point for Scorpios. For Sagittarius, creativity, children, gambling, having fun, playing, love affairs, sports, taking a risk to be something more. I call them Sagittarius. My teacher used to call them pirates and bandits.
Why?
Because they're party goers.
Yeah.
The life of the party is a Sagittarius.
Ugh. My boyfriend's a Sagittarius. That's very true. Yes.
Tell him he's a pirate.
He'd probably be like, aye,
aye. Aye, aye, Cap.
Yeah.
Aquarius is all about communications, the early relationships with sisters and brothers, and attitudes to people, places, and things. This is their lot in life. This is where they push their Aryan energy. And for Pisces, they're about discovering how their resources and talents and ability are very important, and how they can use those talents and abilities to help others.
Mm-hmm.
They're talents. And you can use them for survival, and you use them to achieve the values of things you want out of life. So that's where the Aries point is for the solar sign of each sign.
Okay. How did you say you wanted to break it down twice? What else do you want to talk about there?
If people want my notes and outlines, they can certainly email me to get those. And in the emails and outlines, I'm going to start putting in medicine wheel totems for each sign.
Well, what is that?
Uh-huh. So the totem for Aries is hawk.
Okay.
So it's hawk energy. So you look at the characteristics of hawk, and that really defines a lot about Aries. And then Mars is hummingbird. Is it possible to look at a hummingbird and not have joy in your life?
No, they're so cute, just fluttering around.
Exactly. So we find joy. So the way a totem works is you find joy in what you do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You see, Mars doesn't need to be always warlike. It doesn't need to be physical. Doesn't need to be challenging and all of that. It needs to have joy in accepting God's plan that's being laid out through their vision and dreams.
I love that.
Okay. And hummingbirds are fiercely independent. Well, so are Aries.
Right.
Okay. They're not afraid of any predator, including eagles. Ah.
Wait, eagles are hawks?
Eagles.
What does an eagle have to do with it? You're losing.
A hummingbird is not afraid of an eagle.
Oh, okay. So this has
nothing
to do with
the most powerful bird there is.
Gotcha. Okay, I got it.
So the idea of a hummingbird is to create joy in your home and in your life.
Okay.
All right. So let's do a quick rundown.
Okay.
Aries this month have to be very, very aware of how aggressive and assertive they are.
Mm-hmm.
For people like me and your boyfriend with an Aries moon, we got to monitor the emotions, our anger issues, our frustrations with others, maybe not doing things exactly like we want to get done, maybe like a mechanic not showing up, getting my daggone car fixed.
Right.
You see? So these are all anger issues that we've got to pay. Aries has to pay very strong attention to it.
Okay.
I'm not so worried about them not getting finishing things, because Aries don't finish things. They get things started. They challenge anything. So for Taurus, this is about learning about communication this month. What are you communicating? Where is your communication in part of your purpose and values, your all the filing and all of that, adapting to other people's thoughts and ideas? That's a good way to look at Taurus, is to be flexible. And Taurus is one of the most stubborn signs of the zodiac, of course.
100%.
So they need to learn flexibility and adaptability to other people's thoughts and ideas and opinions.
Okay.
For Gemini, this is where they're going to be putting a lot of force in other people to help them accomplish what they want to accomplish. So their hopes, dreams, and wishes this month is going to be kind of frustrated if they don't operate with that plan of action.
Okay.
Because people are going to probably be a little bit disappointing that they depend on.
Mm-hmm.
For Cancer, this is a good time to really be conscious of your own self-image, your emotional security, but more importantly, your habits, your routines, your responsibilities, how you just create a natural flow in your life that is more in harmony with who you naturally are.
Okay.
For Leo, and that will help you in your career endeavors.
Were you talking about Cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. For Leo, this is about looking at your philosophy, your beliefs. And if you have a belief that keeps going in the wrong direction, well, then change the belief.
Mm.
Examine the philosophy. Mm. Examine the people that you're communicating with and talking to. Look at other cultures and societies. For Virgos, this is certainly going to be about their assets and the other people's assets. So they could be bringing up tax issues.
Okay.
Could be bringing up inheritance issues, could be bringing up issues of sexuality with Virgo. Mm-hmm. So all these things of how to share is coming up with Virgo.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
For Libra, this is, you know, Libra is always peace at any price. But Libra also will tell you one thing, and absolutely go do what they really have in their own mind.
Hmm.
Because they are action-oriented. They know what they want. They're not passive. They don't just give up. But you may think they're, and nice and sweet and kind. But Aries need to go after what it is they want and let others know honestly.
Yeah.
For Scorpio, they need to examine their philosophies and beliefs.
Okay.
Because that's what is going to be their greatest challenge. Where are they pushing out power? Anytime you think of Scorpio, you're going to think about power and control.
Right.
How are they using their power and control?
Right.
Is it their selfish motives, or is it, does it help everybody?
Mm-hmm.
For Sagittarius, this is about creativity, expression of their self, their individuality, their love in life. How do they become something more than what they've been up to this point? How do they get more of what they want to be? For Capricorn, this is certainly about home, certainly about their inner home, outer home. It's about their how they're dealing with their family issues could be coming up this month. Could be a lot of strife, could be a lot of things you got to do, like your house gets flooded, so you got to clean it out and do some remodeling.
Like what you just said about yours. Okay, I see.
Aquarius, this is about expanding your outer circle. Find new groups, find new communities, find new people, friends that to become involved with. You're probably going to be upset this month with a little bit of maybe even as bad as betrayal, but some disappointments from friends, some things that are hidden that you wasn't sure about.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be coming up and have something to deal with for Aquarius.
Okay.
And for Pisces, this is about what do you want? What are you looking for? You've got the talent. You've got the ability. Stay connected to your higher self and listen to your marching orders and apply it into the world.
You're laughing, looking at me right now. I have a Pisces moon, so he's speaking directly to me.
There you go, Kelly.
Very good. I'm actually excited about this new energy of action. I'm ready. I'm feeling it. right now, pretty heavily.
I think probably everybody's a little bit ready right now.
I think we're ready. We're ready to spring forward, like you said. Can you tell the people one more time where if they want to reach out to you about these notes or if they have any questions? I know it's a lot to digest for a lot of people sometimes. So I always tell people even to break up this podcast or listen to it twice to make sure you're digesting it clearly. But if they do want to reach out to you, tell the people where they can find you.
They can always find me at marvin@astromarv.com through email.
Okay.
I'm rebuilding a website, but my old website is astromarv.com. If they send me a personal request to get the outline that I have, which has a whole lot more information and will help you to organize a lot of what we've talked about today, then send me a request. I'll be glad to send out the outline. And so if anybody wants a personal reading or a consultation, they certainly just reach out to me at marvin@astromarv.com and I would be glad to respond and get them a time to do a consult.
So you do personal astrological readings, but you also do hypnosis as well. So if people are bumping up against anything where they can't tap into, you know, maybe what their purpose is supposed to be right now, or they can't quit smoking. I mean, it can be anything. You deal with all of those things.
Well, and this would be a good month to challenge all their anger issues, their fear issues, their anxiety issues. All of those interpersonal related issues, yes, hypnotherapy, you can.
Somebody's already calling you. They're excited about a session.
You can always go to blhypnosis.com and you can always reach me at marvin@blhypnosis.com.
Right. So either email probably works for booking a session with you though, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you guys go check out Marv. He'll be back next month with another new moon reading. But if you do, the outlines are very helpful. They have a really detailed breakdown of all the stuff we talked about. And it is easier to kind of process it when you can see it in writing sometimes. So reach out to Marv if you want to do that. Book a session. I highly recommend it. We're actually going to book my own personal session when we get off of the Zoom. So we got to go do that. I hope you guys enjoyed this new moon breakdown. And we'll talk to Marv next month. Thanks, Marv.
Bye, everybody. Many blessings.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.